One of our members here, who's been a member now for some decades, if I think back, I might even get the number of decades, but a longish time, is from New Mexico. He serves as chairman of the New Mexico Commission for the Blind. He is also a reporter, and he's been a reporter for decades, and I don't know how many decades that is, because he was a reporter before I got into high school even, which shows that he's had a long career. And he was managing a radio station when I first met him, and he was doing reporting even then. But his reporting years go back more than 50 years. But he's going to tell us about what happened 50 years ago, a half a century, traveling with the Beatles on their first cross-country tour of America. Here's Arthur Schreiber.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Fellow Federationists, are there any Beatles fans in the audience? Oh. Well, I will tell you tonight at 7 o'clock in Parlor G, the most often asked question I receive about traveling with the Beatles. I also will reveal to you how Paul McCartney, and this is honest truth, he saved my career. And I will reveal that to you tonight. And then, of course, how many are Monopoly fans? Any? Well, we'll learn tonight what it was like to play Monopoly with John and George. The other two didn't play Monopoly. And I happened to play Monopoly while the other four newsmen loved to play poker. I lost my first paycheck in the Army in a poker game. I've never played poker since. I also want to tell you that there will be a book for sale tonight. It's a book called Out of Sight, Blind But Doing All Right. I have wanted to do this book for a long time for two reasons. One is I wanted to hopefully help people who are losing sight or have gone blind but don't know about the NFB. And also, I have always wanted to do everything I can for the organization that changed my life. And I hope that book does both. Helps people who are losing sight or have lost sight, and you can learn a lot about the NFB by reading the book. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you tonight. Bye.